From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Thousands of protesters are filling the main square in Bahrain after security forces clashed with mourners there who turned out for the funeral procession for a protester who was killed Monday. Police fired tear gas and birdshot at the crowd. NPR's Peter Kenyon says one of the mourners was killed.
I spoke with the foreign minister, and he said that there is no policy of treating the demonstrators harshly. He said if there was any police brutality, it was a mistake, and it would be investigated, and the people would be subject to the rule of law.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Bahrain. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the people of Iran are entitled to express their political views just as the throngs of protesters in Egypt have over the past 3 weeks. Security forces in Iran clashed with thousands of protesters in Tehran on Monday. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Clinton says Iran's leaders cannot have it both ways.
Secretary Clinton says the Iranian government is being hypocritical, supporting the street protests that toppled Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and then turning around to crack down on dissent at home.
What we see happening in Iran today is a testament to the courage of the Iranian people and an indictment of the hypocrisy of the Iranian regime.
Her spokesman raised concern about reports of violence against protesters in Iran. The State Department has just started sending messages of support to Iranian protesters in Farsi via Twitter. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A move to extend parts of the Patriot Act, which failed last week in the House, has succeeded the second time around. Among the provisions being renewed until December is one that allows investigators to get court orders for so-called roving wiretaps to keep tabs on terrorism suspects who change their phone numbers or cell phone providers. Republican Congressman Charles Dent says that greatly helps investigators.
Because of the changing technology, somebody can use a cell phone and pitch it and then pick up another one. So rather than having to run back to the court every time, it's much easier just simply to put get the warrant for that individual.
House Judiciary Committee plans to hold hearings on a longer-term extension of the Patriot Act. Democratic Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, among those to be honored today with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. NPR's Kathy Lohr has more.
John Lewis's most famous role was leading a group of protesters across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, in 1965. He and others were severely beaten as they demonstrated for the right to register to vote. The event became known as Bloody Sunday. Lewis says the protests changed the country.
It's hard to believe that in a short time that we've come so far as a nation and as a people.
Congressman Lewis says he's deeply moved to have been able to witness the changes, to see Barack Obama elected president, and now to be recognized with this honor. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Commerce Department says retail sales are up for a seventh straight month, rising 0.3% in January. That's just half of what analysts had expected, but sales increased even during a month when much of the nation was in the grip of severe winter weather. A Senate committee holds a hearing today to look into the circumstances surrounding the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas, that left 13 people dead. Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan is charged in the shootings. NPR's Rachel Martin reports lawmakers are focusing on possible warning signs that, if heeded, might have prevented the attack.
A Senate report put out earlier this month put blame for the attack squarely at the feet of the Pentagon and the FBI. The report said that a committee investigation had found that both agencies had, quote, sufficient information to have detected Hassan's radicalization to violent extremism, but failed to understand and act on it. Nidal Hassan is the Army psychiatrist who went on a shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas, 2 years ago. The Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs is holding the hearing to try to come up with recommendations to fix the shortcomings they identified in their report. At least one survivor of the Fort Hood attack is expected to attend the hearing, along with several family members of victims. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
A judge in Italy has ordered that country's prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, to stand trial this spring on charges of paying an underage girl for sex and abusing the powers of his office. Berlusconi has called the accusations groundless. The billionaire has stood trial in the past on business-related charges, but this is the first time he faces trial on charges related to his personal conduct. Opposition groups in Italy are calling on Berlusconi to resign. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.